Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed his plea to guilty on Wednesday to two federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force against George Floyd last year. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci said COVID-19 vaccines do not currently need to be changed to target the new Omicron variant. A federal grand jury on Wednesday brought a charge against Amplify Energy Corporation, the Texas-based oil company that owns and operates the pipeline that leaked 25,000 gallons of crude oil onto the shores of Southern California in October. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
The company should not be responsible for leading its own investigation with respect to the hundreds of millions of dollars of devastation that it did to our environment and our economy.
For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With inflation running higher than it has in decades, some lawmakers are saying more massive government spending is probably not the right response at this time. Let's get an update with President Biden's massive social spending bill, the Build Back Better plan.
Senate Democrats continue to remain hopeful that they will be able to overcome GOP opposition to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better agenda before Christmas. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is expressing concern Wednesday during the Senate's opening session about the cost of the legislation, the Kentucky senator saying to pay for the plan, President Biden's promise not to raise taxes on middle-class Americans will be broken.
In 2022, their bill would give a bigger percentage tax cut to people making more than $1 million every year than to families that pull in between $75,000 and $100,000. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to get Trump, West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrissey on Newsmax last night says Americans should be concerned that the committee is tearing at the very fabric of the Constitution.
I liken the executive privilege argument to what people rely on every day. Let's say you want to use an attorney. There's attorney-client privilege because you want to have confidential conversations with someone to get the best possible counsel, not reveal everything to the entire world. A president should have a similar opportunity to get the counsel that he needs. And I think that's where a lot of the American people are looking at what's going on and say, a president does deserve to have some meaningful executive privilege that allows him to do his job the right way. And when you start to see a commission that's voting 9-0 on everything, you start to wonder, is this really an independent, meaningful investigation, or is it just jury-rigged from the very beginning?
Right.
That's what worries me. When I think of investigations as an attorney general, I think about how to get to the right result, get the facts out there for the American people. I don't think of how I just put up 9-0, 9-0, 9-0. This doesn't look like a fair process.
The 17th flight of NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter earlier this month pushed the total flight time past the 30-minute mark, Along with the flight time, the trailblazing helicopter on Mars has traveled over a distance of 2.2 miles, and the craft remains in excellent condition. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
I'll tell you, you've got to appreciate what's happening in our country today and in the culture. I mean, if you step back just a minute, you know, just kind of get above it, about 30,000 feet, and observe what's going on. I mean, the ridiculous lawlessness that has occurred from progressives that thought they knew a better way. It's like, well, let's try something theoretical, like, you know, some discussion out of a coffee clutch at a university. It's just, and there was nobody there to counter the idea. To say that's absurd, you know, get rid of police and somehow think that that's going to solve the problem. I mean, it is amazing. There's the nature of law and the lawmaker that puts things into place. They're like guard bumpers. And if you want to take those guard bumpers off and be absurd, then you might as well violate gravity. Let's get everybody on the roof. Let's jump off and see if gravity really does work. Horace Cooper, the 21 co-chair and recognized legal commentator, former constitutional law professor, is with us right now. Horace said, don't you love, I mean, just observing this, I mean, this is really a real teaching moment for people who understand reason and logic.
First, let me say Merry Christmas. I think we're in a point where the American people are going to have to take control of their lives. The very country that our founders gave us was that citizens were going to be responsible for the lion's share of the decisions that are made about them and their families. When de Tocqueville came in the 19th century, one of the things he marveled about was in America, people have organizations that they volunteer in. The church plays such an important role. And now what we have in the 21st century is a push by leftists to say, let's throw all of that out the window and government can do it all for you. The American people are getting a chance to watch and contrast. Right. And yes, just using reason and logic, they can see that the foundational principles on which America is based on, those work. This untested, this demonstrably failing technique of Washington control does not. Mm-hmm. And as we head into the new year, my expectation is more and more Americans are coming to the resolution that our founders had it right, and it's the progressives who have it wrong.
You know, this is really a battle of our gods, really, Horace, when you think about it. I mean, this is really a spiritual issue at its very face, because, you know, the laws, you know, that are were even created or subsequently created for the betterment of society were based on Judeo-Christian principles. And the Bible I mean, let's get down to it. I mean, you know it as a constitutional law professor. You understand the underbelly of all that is legal and right and fair for humanity. And what happens is progressives, in a sense, have said, look, forget your God. You know, the government's your God. We can take it from here. You know, what arrogance. And here in such a short order of time, you know, and thank God we're seeing this so quickly. In less than a year, we're seeing this unravel right before everybody's eyes. And meanwhile, I mean, they're so determined. You know, they just tell us, you know, who are you going to believe, Horace? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe us?
You know, government as God is a cruel God. Mm-hmm. Government as God is an uncaring God. Government as God punishes even those that cooperate. Government as God has no demonstrable evidence of loving its followers. Yes. And yet, not unlike the Babylonian worshipers that were required to take their unborn, or newborn, not unborn, mm-hmm. newborn, and sacrifice them in a burning pit, all kinds of wickedness is done in the name of the modern government that calls itself God. You cannot expect, you cannot assume that all of your needs, all of your desires, even all of your dreams could ever be met by the government that calls itself or purports to be the God of our universe, of our lives. We have one. He managed to create an entire universe. He has set up certain precepts for how we should operate. And even he, the most powerful being on the planet, does not say, I will punish you for your failure to worship me. I want you to desire to worship me. Mm-hmm. This displaced God, this alternative God, absolutely wants to punish you for your failure to bow down and worship. Mm-hmm. We have had, right now, an opportunity to see this contrast. It's no coincidence to me, it's no coincidence, that when it comes to the vaccine mandate, that so many instances, they are not allowing you to have a faith-based exemption.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will comply because there is only one true church in the minds of these progressives. It is no coincidence that we have a Supreme Court case where we're going to provide educational assistance, but not if you want people to be raised in the tried and true understanding and ethics of the Judeo-Christian tradition. It's no, and I'm going to close on this, it's no coincidence that Build Back Better, which promises to meet every single need, and in particular the child care need, as long as you're not interested in ensuring that your children grow up to be healthy, functional, and yes, moral adults. Build Back Better says no way to that.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Very well said, Horace. And the other thing, I want to go back and rewind for just a little bit and look at how punishing this God government is. I mean, they will throw you into solitary confinement until you change your evil ways that they've determined to be evil. Whether, you know, it's the social oligarchs, the social media oligarchs that do so, or the reigning political power. I mean, this is where we are. And the interesting thing about some of these, I believe that God has put into place, and this is just my observation, Horace, certain built-in laws and boundaries that when we violate, much like the law of gravity, you know, you go defy the law of gravity, you're going to feel the consequence of it. See, right now we're feeling the natural consequence when you disobey God and you become lawless. Now you got smashing and grabbing that's taking place. All that is going on and the infection that is coming into communities that are allowing this to happen. And look where it's going. Well, look where it's happening. It's interesting that it seems to be consistently in those cities that are run by progressives and those that say that we are your God.
Be not a man deceived. Whatsoever he reaps, therefore he shall sow.
Yeah. And the sowing goes rather deep. It's not just the people who are smashing, grabbing. It's the people who have set this up, the people who will sell those goods, those illegal gotten goods, and the people that buy them. And the infection will go deeper than expected. It's not just finding a cheap present for Christmas. Psychologically, the damage is so extensive that they're not even addressing this, Horace. And this is what's really scary about this, is that this is much more far-reaching than people realize. We've got more from Horace after this. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. One of the most moving illustrations of the impact of the Tide Ministry has been by award-winning singer and songwriter Frances Stroth. A dear friend of our ministry, Frances has shared the stage with other well-known women such as Carol Kent, Ruth Graham, and Kay Arthur. Her powerful song, She Was Born in Africa, written specifically for the Tide Ministry, and accompanying video can be found at thetide.org. The video images of beautiful African people reveal the need for God's Word and how the Tide Ministry can help tell them about Jesus through our radio broadcasts. One of my favorite lines Frances sings is, "There's a tide rolling in, and there is healing for the nations in the wake of God's love." To watch the video and learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, right, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here with Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Horace, Merry Christmas to you. And I hope our audience, my prayer is that they can appreciate us waxing philosophical here. And we're getting into deep waters in talking about the consequences of a lawless society that's being manifest. And we're seeing, you know, as you said, we will reap what we sow. Well, look at what's happening in our educational system. What are we sowing out of this? What's happening in marriages today? How are the marriages today? Would you say that they're robust and healthy? Families, what's happening here? You know, we got suicides, on the increase. All this as a result of this lawlessness and the abandonment of foundational principles, which are, I so respect our early founding fathers, and it goes all the way back to the Pilgrims that said, you know, they started with their prayer. God, can you give us a land where we could worship you freely? Could we possibly have that? And God answered that prayer. They come to America. 100 or so years later, we have the founding fathers, Jefferson and Adams, Madison, coming together, these modern, incredible influencers and thought leaders of the time that took on the responsibility of saying, if we're going to create a nation, a country, a constitution, what are we going to be based on? And what it all came down to, as you and I were talking about off air, they said, this is designed, it's designed for people of moral character and a foundation. If you don't have moral and ethical character, this constitution is not for you. And the thing is that that echoes in my ears at the same time I hear echoes from the other side to say, well, the Constitution is not so relevant today.
Well, there's no doubt that the framework that our founders wanted to create for us was a government that recognized that man was fallen and that the best way to create a space for success with government was to have the pushback of the varying parts of the government, the legislature, the executive, the judiciary, and even federalism. All of these things work not because a humankind will always do the right thing. They work because they understood that humans won't. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to reflect again on these universal laws. Gravity isn't around to punish you. If, in fact, you jump off of a four-story building, there is going to be significant pain, if not death, not because you're bad, but that's a consequence of violating the law of gravity. Every human being needs oxygen to survive. Without it, it's not because, oh, I just hate you, I want to punish you. This is the way we were designed. The moral order is the same way. When the Apostle Paul refers to this, when he says, don't be deceived, God will not be mocked, whatsoever a man reaps, therefore he shall sow, that is just a recognition of the reality. We are watching here in these United States, the place on planet Earth where more missions are supported than any other country. The place that has enshrined, not in a mocking way, the way the Soviet Constitution did, or the Chinese Constitution does today, but has enshrined faith and belief and exercise in it in a way no other country has successfully integrated. There's a reason that has yielded success, and that has yielded prosperity. It works within the natural order. If you throw out the Judeo-Christian ethic, how do you expect in the classroom to not stop kids from cheating?
Exactly.
How do you expect in the classroom to not stop kids from stealing, from lying, from harming each other? This idea that government can substitute its own vision, its own priorities, its own rules, when government doesn't have near the understanding, the knowledge, or the power of the creator of the very universe. The sad thing here is that the people that want to worship government are picking perhaps the most pitiful alternative. At least if you just looked up and said, oh, the moon, there you go. Well, at least the moon isn't going to be able to harm you the way worship of government can.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that what this government has caused people to do, which is really ultimately more scarier than anything else, and that is to violate the truth. You know, to exchange
exactly right.
the truth for a lie. And that's at the core of all this. I mean, to such a degree, you know, like you were talking about this past week, that you've got a black Republican who is branded as a white supremacist. I mean, this is the kind of idiocy and the deception that is so, I mean, it's laughable, but it's also scary. Scary in as much as that this is what's injected into the culture, into the minds of the people, to get them to think that the circle is square.
Let's remember, Martin Luther King was the Reverend Martin Luther King, and he appealed to the founders' intentions and faith as a basis for understanding the equality of all human beings. Our Creator doesn't have a favorite skin color. He doesn't have a favorite gender. He wants every single person to come to him, and he treats each and every person as an individual. What Martin Luther King said was, when government doesn't do that, it is denouncing and defying the principles that our Declaration of Independence recognized and the operation of our Constitution. Guess what? It's now the 21st century, and the new God as government is saying, no, we can pick, and there are favored racial groups and their disfavored racial groups. It was wrong, as I've often said, it was wrong in the past to mistreat people on the basis of their race, but it wasn't wrong because those people were black. It is wrong because they were citizens of these United States, predicated on the idea that every citizen was going to be equal in the eyes of the law, in the same way that every person, every human being, is equal in the eyes of God.
Exactly. Made in the image of God. When you pause and you consider that, regardless of color of skin, where you came from, as one theologian said, understanding that, he says, I've never met a mere mortal.
That's a great idea.
Don't you love that?
That's an amazing idea. I do. I absolutely do. And I think Americans are waking up to it. The incongruity of this whole idea of a substitution of values, of a substitution of principles, of a denial. We're all going to climb up to the fourth story, and we're all going to, after drinking our Kool-Aid, we're going to jump. It is going to have disastrous results, not unlike what we've been experiencing so far.
Exactly. And it's built into the cake. It really is. I mean, just like the law of gravity, like you're saying, Horace, the violation of these of the moral code and just universal principles, you violate those and you're going to pay the price. And we're doing it now, whether it's, you know, open borders, you know, mismanaging the resources that we have, that one moment we can be energy independent. Next time, you know, you turn around and now we're enslaved to the very people that don't like us. I mean, on and on. I mean, the insanity of this current regime and this current form of government and this progressive movement. People need to wake up in a very dramatic way, in an instantaneous way. I'd say maybe this might be, in addition to Jesus as the greatest gift that God has ever given his creation, maybe this could be the second one, is that we would have a reawakening to understand that God the Father loves you, he cares about you, and that there is, as you know in your heart of hearts, there is a better way. And what's being demonstrated right now is not it.
Well, I am optimistic about the new year.
Amen.
I think this arrival of Christmas, where we recognize the most amazing gift that God has ever given, gives us hope and gives us an expectation that we can restore our country to the kind of place where we are literally a city on a hill.
Amen. Horace Cooper, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, my friend. Take care.
Nobody wants you too.
ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed his plea to guilty on Wednesday to two federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force against George Floyd last year. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci said COVID-19 vaccines do not currently need to be changed to target the new Omicron variant. A federal grand jury on Wednesday brought a charge against Amplify Energy Corporation, the Texas-based oil company that owns and operates the pipeline that leaked 25,000 gallons of crude oil onto the shores of Southern California in October. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
The company should not be responsible for leading its own investigation with respect to the hundreds of millions of dollars of devastation that it did to our environment and our economy.
For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Martinez here, and we've got John Whitehead, yes, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas. People are not as excited as they were the last couple of years, but I just hope to come back because Christmas is a great time of the year, and we should be thinking of one another, helping one another, and
exactly
turning this world around to a better place.
Well, you're exactly right. I think the contrast of previous years with where we are now is, I think it's quite interesting, and it's something for America to ponder. It's like, really, I mean, going forward, this is the kind of Christmas, a hopeless season. Is that what you want to live, or do you want to live in a society of hope and faith and really appreciating the true relevance of what the Christmas season is all about? And, and I'm seeing that more and more, I mean, there are, these areas of reserve that are not complying with the cancel culture and the woke society, and they're still celebrating the Christmas season the way it was meant to be.
Oh, yes, and let's not keep Jesus out of it. More and more people not doing that. that. There's a reason for this season, folks. It's someone came to help us get our act together, and we haven't done it, and now we're suffering from it. And, you know, I'm on the ledge screaming to people, get your act together, and let's start. Because as the way I'm looking at things, after 40 years of research on this, cases I've handled in the Supreme Court, over 30 books, I'm seeing... I'm very nervous about where we're headed in this society, especially with young people today who are basically just staring at their screen devices and saying, yes, let's go on. Artificial intelligence, by the way, is taking over. It's one thing that's really freaky right now. It's taken over the Internet, and it's basically part of the cancel culture. That's why certain words, certain people, people that we're helping, by the way, get canceled. For just opposing a government policy. And well, that's not what America's all about, folks.
Yeah. Well, they want you to check in your minds and rely on algorithms that are, you know, controlled by the technology oligarchs and are going to dictate how and why you should live. Really, this is not what it's all about. And they are threatened by freedom-loving people of faith, especially because we know who we have faith in. It's God Almighty who sent his son from heaven to earth, you know, for the reason that you just talked about. And that is that we would have a future, a hope, that our salvation would be secure. And that is something that's outside of the purview and understanding of faithless people.
Yes, and the government. I mean,
yes, especially part of it. Yes, go ahead.
Government that's there, especially in Washington, D.C., and, you know, again, it was that really good study by Northwestern University and Princeton, a number of institutions, professors that studied 20 years of policies passed by Washington, D.C., they came to the conclusion we're ruled by an oligarchic elite of 585 billionaires.
Yes. Right.
Who want money. They want our money. They want, you know, to control us. And we're moving. They view us now basically as digital beings. And this great inner space that we have, our conscience, our thoughts, our faith, they want to invade that with their so-called computers. This idea of singularity that's coming, and they're pushing it heavily. And the metaverse, I don't know if you've been following the metaverse.
But oh, yeah, exactly.
This metaverse thing is going to be a simulated universe. Kids are not going to know. I would say 20 years today, it's going to be tough talking to some young people. They're not going to know the difference between what is there and what is not there, because with this simulated virtuality universe they're trying to produce, you're going to be having apps to teach you how to eat, what to eat, whether a certain food tastes a certain way. You're not going to be tasting real food. Study this stuff. I've been writing about it on our website, Rutherford.org. These people who are running the show, I'm not sure who they have faith in, but it's not the God that I worship.
Well, without a doubt, no, they are God themselves. I mean, this is really what they're doing. And the thing is, you think, you know, play this out, John. I mean, what are these young people going to do when they have a thought? When they just have a thought that there would be such a disturbance in the force designed by these oligarchs and a violation, I mean, it would be the worst sin that you could commit. And they're in a position to render immediate justice because you had a thought.
Yep, and they're being programmed. I mean, believe it or not, some young person actually saw that I had a Bible. And the first thing that rolled out of the mind of this young person was, oh, you're a right winger, are you? And I'm going, not really. I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, if you believe in the Bible, you're automatically someone they don't like.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah.
And I was saying, no.
Well, we're kind of used to that anyway, because look, all you got to do, you clear a room, just say Jesus and watch them freak out. It's so much fun.
Exactly. But they're into the wrong deity. Let me tell you something. Remember, Satan took Jesus to the top of the mountain and said, here, you can have all this if you'll bow down and worship me. And he said, no, man, I ain't doing that. Walked away. That's the type of faith that I like. That's the type of faith I practice. And
yes.
But again, there's always some sort of religious or spiritual thing going on. We live in a spiritual universe.
Yes.
And the spiritual being behind a lot of this is, in my opinion, I just say it's the devil. I mean,
without a doubt, clearly, that's what it is.
We're up against a being that wants everybody into materialism. They want them into hate. They want them into division. They want to control what they think. And, the Jesus of the Bible was totally different. You know, he helped people. He said, listen, if someone doesn't don't like you, treat them nice. Don't be mean,
right.
You know. And that changed the whole routine of Roman Empire, basically.
Well, so, here's the king coming down from heaven to serve and not to be served. That in itself is such a contrast of Satan. I mean, he's here to bless. Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy, and he wants us to live an abundant life. And what he does, what he did was sacrifice himself, going to the cross and rising the third day to keep us free from sin and death. I mean, who else does this, John?
The other day that they didn't do it.
No.
What I'm saying is, and there's a, you know, again, it changed the world. And if we could only practice it in our daily lives and get back to a time where we're helping one another. I mean, there's homeless people all over the country. There's all kinds of weird problems going on. The government's overreaching in every. They're creating a life of segregation now, basically. If you don't have this COVID thing or that COVID thing, you can be totally segregated. They're talking about detention camps and
Well, now we're back to wearing masks and no mask again. You got five states now that are imposing mask mandates. I mean, after all that we've gone through, I mean, again, this is all a manifestation of that which is not holy and righteous and good. And this is why, you know, the Bible's real clear. It says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, just the opposite is true. When evil reigns, the people aren't very happy. And this is what's going on right now. And look at the manifestation of it all. You've got an increase in suicides right now, domestic violence that is going up. It's interesting. I just read a survey here, John, and most people think domestic violence, that it's men against women. It's actually, there's more instances of women, domestically abusing the males than it is the other way around. But the mainstream media would want us to believe that it's male against female because, that serves a certain agenda for them. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That holy night in Bethlehem, all the angels sang. Mary had a little lamb, and Jesus was his name.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. We've got John Whitehead with us. John is a constitutional attorney, author and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, written, what are we, over 30 books now?
30 books,
wow, congratulations, awesome. Hey, this article that you and Nisha had written together, The Christmas Baby Born in a Police State, Then and Now, this is an interesting contrast that you pose.
Oh, yes. Listen, the Roman Empire were, listen, I will say this, and there were some great writers of the past, such as Philip K. Dick, a science fiction writer, but he says the past comes forward. What I'm seeing right now is the past is coming forward. We're reinstituting the Roman Empire, but we got to really be careful because we got large, monstrous organizations like Google saying they work closely with the Chinese government in imposing their social credit stuff and all that. I got a number of philosophers and some people who used to work with NSA saying China's coming, John, is coming to America. And when you have our Department of Homeland Security basically becoming a snitch thing, where they're watching everything we're doing from our health status to the Department of Homeland Security doing threat assessments on all homes in America, talking about these detention camps, which have been built, by the way, they're all over the country. Mm-hmm. When they get ready, they can round us up and take us away. They have the National Defense Authorization Act, which every president's re-up, which allows the president, if he thinks you're an extremist, he can have the military come to your door, arrest you, and take you away. And that's actually happened to some people we've helped defend.
Right.
So we're a country that basically says, we want you to step in line, we want you to move like we want you to, we know everything about you, and they do, by the way. They can turn on your cell phone from a distance and download everything in it. The police have stingray devices, they drive up in front of your house and download everything you have. They're watching social media all over the country now. They have an app called Shadow Dragon right now, which it used to take 120 days to get a survey on somebody and what they were like. It takes 2 hours now. So they're going on all your social media. The police now have billions and billions, and they share it with the federal government, of license plate numbers and where they've been, where you've parked, where you've gone.
Exactly.
And now we're moving into the Smart Cities program, which Joe Biden's been pushing, his administration, where when you're walking down the street, all the cameras are going to be watching you. They can read your emotion, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If they think you're angry, I mean, you might have a policeman call up and grab you and pull you away. That's what's being predicted, because I have some friends that were in China. They said they were eating. They were meeting with somebody over there, and they mm-hmm. said a guy was just walking down the street, no arms or anything. He said the police drove real quick, grabbed him, shoved him in the car, and just drove off with him. And nobody looked up. They turned their heads like it wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know something? Yeah. That may be coming to America, folks, but you know something? You can change it. You can push it back.
Exactly. Well, and it requires us to be united. First of all, you know, as you're often fond of saying, John, and I quote you on this, is that it's knowledge that precedes action. We need to understand and know what's going on, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know that at this time of year, you consider end of year donations, and I want to recommend, you know, we in the show support the Rutherford Institute. It is good ground to plant seed in, and I endorse your investment in the Rutherford Institute for all the great work that John and Isha and the team have been doing on behalf of freedom for America. I mean, you got to know where to invest in. Right now, we're forced to invest in some dubious ideas brought to you by Joe Biden and this administration to the tune of trillions of incredible amounts of money, of our hard-earned money. And this is an option for you to do something that is consistent with our constitutional beliefs and the belief of a free America, and that is to donate to the Rutherford Institute. John, if people are so inclined, give them the website that they should go to participate.
Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. Sign up to get our weekly newsletters, our commentaries, and we do a lot of legal cases too, dealing with these important issues. And I'll be honest with you, it's tough dealing with the courts today. A lot of those people in the courts today are not listening to what we're saying, and they're not a civil liberties court. But we can change it, like I say. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights in their home. They're not learning it in the schools. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet you can grab and use and teach your kids, and let's start getting educated. I mean, Bill's right. Education precedes action, and I'm telling local communities to exercise the 10th Amendment and start nullifying some of these crazy things we're seeing, these red flag gun laws and stuff, and they're going to come after people's guns. I mean, that's a new trend that's been happening over the last couple of years, but it's going to pick up.
Exactly.
And you heard, speaking of...
Yeah, and speaking of guns, you heard what Governor Newsom in California was trying to do, was to twist the logic and argument of the abortion laws and apply it to gun control in a state that is so controlled anyway. I mean, it's incredible. It's never enough for these progressives.
And you're using the right word, control.
Yes.
They want to control us. They see us like, you know, again, like digital entities. And let's see, what do you do to digital entities? If you want to correct them, if they don't get corrected, you delete them.
That's right.
And like I say, we're helping people who are getting deleted from the Internet just because they disagree. But, hey, we have a First Amendment that says you have a right to free speech.
Yeah.
Let's start fighting for that in our local community. Set up civil liberties oversight committees. Take over your local city councils and just let's start fighting back, folks, because we only have, I'd say, listen, we have a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, Elon Musk has now announced he's moving forward with his Neuralink. That's a chip that we implanted in your brain, and our brains, people that will do that will be fusing with the Internet. They'll become robots.
Yeah.
And that's the future, folks.
Yeah, exactly. And all this conditioning that we've gone through for COVID, it's preconditioning to that end. Right now, it may sound outlandish. I mean, hey, we've read about it in the Bible, the mark of the beast and all this.
Yeah.
And here you start to see, okay, I can understand. I mean, before I didn't think, how do you get everybody to comply with this? Well, we're seeing it now. I mean, in states, yeah, you just scare them. You if you don't come in with a vaccination card, proof of vaccination, now it's not just the one, but you got to have, at least two jabs and a boost and before you can have dinner in a restaurant, in a public restaurant. I mean, this is absurd what's going on.
And the courts votes are backing it. That's the thing. But that doesn't mean we should stop fighting, and that's the end. I mean, look at Jesus Christ. Did he just cower away and go, I'm so overrated, I will do anything you say? No. Mm. He stood in the very end. He told Pontius Pilate to beat it.
Yep.
I mean, in that meeting he had with Pontius Pilate. I always love that scene where he basically says, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You
yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
But that's just a long
time. You do you, boo. I'm going to do me. That's what
exactly. He said, right. Beat it. Yeah. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, you know,
yes.
Because I'm here to do it.
Right.
And we all have a job in this world, and that again is to fight for freedom, fight for our neighbors, and move these governments back. As James Madison, who wrote the Constitution, said, basically, the Bill of Rights is there to protect the minority against the majority. If the majority of people running the government are billionaires and all they want is your money, we're going to start pushing back, folks. There's not going to be any freedom pretty soon.
Without a doubt. John, in this article that you and Nisha wrote, I mean, you talked about Jesus. You gave other practical examples. We got about a minute and a half, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Alexander Solzhenitsyn. There's other heroes along the way who did exactly what you're talking about. And these are great examples for us.
Yes, read Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. Mm-hmm. And he saw it. Hitler had him executed a day before Germany was freed, by the way, by the Allied troops. There have been a lot of great people that have taken stands, and we must remember them. We ought to be teaching our kids. Listen, if you have children and they don't know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer are, if they're teenagers, start reading some of his great books and his poems from prison, stuff like that. He was a great man. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was another guy who fought for Christ in Soviet Russia. And you go down the line, there are a lot of good people out there that have stood for freedom, and people in this country have done the same thing. You're doing it, you know, Bill, and we just need to keep doing it, and there's only one hope, folks, and it's you.
Exactly. Well, John Whitehead, Merry Christmas to you and Nisha. Thank you as always. Appreciate it. Look forward to continuing the conversation next year. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Again, go to the website and participate with the rest of us who are joining in and teaming up with the Rutherford Institute for the sake of our constitutional liberties. John, remind them of the website to go to one more time as we close.
Yeah, go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org.
Tim, I'm so grateful for John Whitehead. I mean, he's become such a dear friend, and we just so believe in what the Rutherford Institute is doing on behalf of freedom. And freedom is for all. It's for all Americans. I mean, this is what we're realizing, you know, and hopefully you caught that interview and that discussion at length with Horace Cooper. We were talking more, I guess, in some sense, philosophical, theological. But, you know, when you get down to the underpinnings and the infrastructure, you know, infrastructure seems to be something that people talk about. But you have to even consider the infrastructure of our morality and our government and how that's been compromised. And what makes up that solid infrastructure? And, you know, the thing that's amazing is that all this damage has been self-induced. This has all been done by, you know, our supposed thought leaders of our country who think they know better and that they can handle all this without God. I mean, in the history of man, that has ended up into one incredible joke and a farce, not to mention devastating to the people that come under that rule. We've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.